Some polls have shown Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump riding high in Maine's traditionally more conservative second congressional district. But at least one national pollster is now saying that recent missteps by Trump are causing him to lose ground in northern Maine. Whether that loss of support could ultimately hurt incumbent GOP Congressman Bruce Poliquin remains to be seen. But as A.J. Higgins reports, Democrats are continuing their attack on Poliquin's record.
From Poliquin's perspective, it's one thing to be attacked for opposing a particular piece of legislation. But when Democratic challenger Emily Kane called a press conference to chastise him for not quickly acting to support a 911 first responders health care bill that he eventually voted for, Poliquin said she had gone too far.
I don't know how Emily Kane sleeps at night.
Apparently, quite soundly, if new assessments of the race by 538.com is any indicator. For the last several months, the ESPN-owned opinion poll analysis company has reported that Trump was leading in the 2nd District and could win one of Maine's four electoral votes. But 538 now says that instead of Trump winning by more than 75%, he is behind Democrat Hillary Clinton in the district, and she has 51% of the vote. Kane's new offensive on Poliquin includes a television ad that calls him out for failing to quickly support the James Sadroga 911 Health and Compensation Reauthorization Act as a co-sponsor in the U.S. House. Kane supporter John Martell, the president of the Professional Firefighters of Maine, called Poliquin's eventual vote to support funding of the measure too little, too late.
He was repeatedly asked over the course of the months ahead to sign on by others, by us and others, the International Association of Firefighters and 9/11 Renew. He didn't do it. When the time came, after the bill was passed in the Omnibus bill at the end, it included a host of other bills to keep government running. That's when he voted for it, and he's taking credit for it then. When we needed him, he wasn't there.
Standing with Bangor firefighters, Kane said her support for first responders as a state legislator is well documented.
The men and women who rushed into the burning buildings and inhaled toxins, cleaning up Manhattan and D.C. and in that field in Pennsylvania, deserve our thanks, and they deserve the health care they earned by putting their lives on the line when our nation needed them most.
Poliquin, who did actually vote to support the funding measure, says Kane's attempt to brand him as an opponent of the bill was wrong and misleading.
Well, I voted to fully fund our first responders and police officers and firefighters that charged into those burning towers down at 9/11. I've always stood up to support our firefighters. I voted to fund it.
Now, whether the race is actually tightening, as some pollsters suggest, remains to be seen. But Kane says she is clearly experiencing momentum with new Republican support for her bid only 2 weeks before the election. Poliquin does not agree and says Kane and other Democrats are becoming increasingly desperate.
I think it shows that Emily Kane is a desperate career politician who'll do anything or say anything to get elected, and her chief backer is an extreme San Francisco liberal, Nancy Pelosi. And so, but they just throw stuff up there. It's just not true.
Meanwhile, Maine is scheduled to receive yet another high-profile political surrogate visit Tuesday. This time, it's Donald Trump Jr. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.